And so Public Service and Administration Monitoring and Evaluation Portfolio Committee Chairperson Dr. Makosi Khoza apparently received death threats while conducting an oversight visit in Mpumalanga. That is according to a statement we received from Parliament. And she's on the line now to clarify this issue for us. Dr. Khoza, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Pepeto. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks indeed for coming through. What is the story? What happened here? Please tell us.
No, basically, as you know, the oversight committee decided that it was going to go to Mpumalanga to conduct an unannounced on-site visit at Matikwana Hospital. And unfortunately, when we got there, we found that it was no longer an unannounced visit. They probably got, word that we were coming. And they tried to control it. But we ended up communicating with the citizens who were there, the patients. Despite the information we were given about a two-hour turnaround time from the time you come into the hospital up to the time you leave, we actually discovered that there were patients who had been there for 2 days.
Wow.
And they had not even been given their files at the time. Meaning that it was still a long way for them to see the doctor.
Hmm.
Now, we then, as a committee, expressed our outrage at this situation and disgust. And we were feeling that we were being misled with the information that we were told in the boardroom. Subsequent to that, Tepiso Makwetla, later on, called me, and I had an interview with her. They wanted to know what was happening in Mpumalanga. I then spoke to her.
Hmm.
And after speaking to her, then I realized that there were quite a number of calls that I didn't know who they were from. I assumed that they probably were from maybe the executives at the hospital or whatever. Unbeknown to me, it was one of the members of the executive. When I returned the calls, because there were 4 calls, I then returned the calls, and then he was furious with me. And he was telling me that, how dare do I speak to the media about what is happening in Mpumalanga?
Hmm.
And he then made a lot of threats, which I'm not prepared to go into details about that, because it involves another process altogether. So subsequent to that, in fact, what had happened soon after those calls, soon after that interview with Sipiso Makwetla, and I was no longer also on air at that time, members of the community started phoning in, and they were even saying, there is a state of paralysis, the Department of Health has collapsed in Mpumalanga. It wasn't me who was making those statements. I only went to one hospital, which was Matikwana Hospital.
Hmm.
And that brought about a reaction from the members of the community who were concurring with my own observations and who were concurring with the statement that I had made during PM Live. And I thought maybe, one does get these kinds of things, but it was quite concerning that this member of the executive was calling himself a good member of the ANC, a member of the ANC in good standing. And he really did not understand the oversight and why we are performing oversight and the fact that oversight is part of checks and balances of constitutional democracy. But midnight, in the early hours of the morning, around 1:30 a.m., I then received a call that was very detailed about what I had, my whole travel, basically, from the time I left there until I got to the hotel I was going to check in at, and even the room number of where I was at the hotel in Limpopo, because I was heading towards Limpopo. Because the threats were so serious, the committee felt strongly that, we needed to elevate the matter to Parliament. We then elevated the matter to Parliament, reported back to Parliament, and Parliament issued a statement. And that's the clarity that I can provide at this stage.
Wow. The issue here is you actually know the executive. The executive identified himself, the one who called you.
No, the executive identified himself. We actually even had to give each other a bit of education, free education, on what oversight is. And he continued giving me whatever threats he was giving me. And But I kept on trying to tell him, but obviously he ended up hanging up on me when I was still trying to ascertain exactly what he was.
What the story was.
He actually meant what he was saying.
All right. Just if you don't mind, just hold the line for me, Dr. Khoza, because I've got Bongiwe in Hatfield who wants to comment on this issue. Bongiwe, good morning. Very briefly, go for it.
Very briefly. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Kolani. I find it outrageous. We have parliamentarians who do their work. And then on the other side of the line, a public servant is allowed, has the gall and the audacity to do what he did. We need to see action against this, even if it is by way of a warning. We cannot be allowed to just run amok and intimidate each other, especially for an oversight visit as important as health services.
Yeah.
These services are very important to communities. And when you have people complaining, then you know that they did the right thing. Therefore, we expect and we demand action against this executive. He does not deserve to be in that position.
Yeah. Okay,
thank
Bongiwe.
You very much.
I hear you. Dr. Khoza, what next then? What are you going to do?
Well, obviously, we have reported the matter. The matter is now in the hands of Parliament. It's a matter of Parliament because when I do this work, I am doing this work as a public representative, and I'm also doing this work authorized and sanctioned by Parliament. And now it is now in the hands of Parliament. What is going to do about it?
Yo, gangster style. Hey, this is just incredible. Dr. Khoza, keep safe. Thank you very much for talking to us. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration.